your trash pile's high and your house needs a clean, call Shenandoah Sanitation. They'll keep it pristine. Fast, friendly, and local, they've got the solutions just for you. Servicing Southwest Iowa for over 70 years, they prioritize customer service, friendly, and fast response. From your home to your shop, they're the cleanup crew. Shenandoah Sanitation, they're here for you. Call 712-246-3350 today.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area. School updates proudly presented here on KCSI by your friends at Shenandoah Sanitation, 712-246-3350.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know I mean she looks.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 13 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, and I'm joined now the assistant principal at Inman Elementary, Jamie Shirley. Mr. Shirley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am good.
What's the most exciting thing you're going to do today, Mr. Shirley?
Most exciting thing that I'm going to do?
You're going to visit with me.
I get to wake up a little bit earlier today to visit with you.
Yes. Of course, that's it. That's
That's probably it.
I think that's it.
That's gonna be a highlight for today.
That's what we'll go with, Mr. Shirley. So, are you a sports fan?
You bet. You bet.
How was your weekend of sports?
Pretty good. You know, watched a lot of the college football. Had a couple of teams kind of fail me with their performances, being a Bearcat fan. It was nice to see the Bearcats come through and get a good win this weekend as well. And
they had a little bit of an off year.
But
they're rolling this year.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. Hopefully they can keep the momentum going.
Yeah, you're a Hawkeye fan.
I am. I'm excited about football season. I think that we could do a little bit better. I'm more excited about the future basketball.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Clint McCollum's going to do well, huh?
He's going to do well. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to have to look out now, because once he gets going, I mean, he's been proven as a winner, and I really like what he's going to end up doing for the Hawkeyes.
All right, Jamie Shirley with me, the Inman assistant principal at Inman Elementary. How's the school year? We're into this about a month.
It's been flying by. We've been really busy with getting a few things that we need to kind of hammer down for the elementary school, and that's just been taking up quite a bit of our time. But overall, 99% of the things that we got going on, and our kids doing a great job. Teachers are rolling; they're doing a great job. I really like the group of people that we got at the elementary school right now.
Yeah. What is at the elementary level?
Yeah.
The number one thing that I'm going to say parents can do to help support their kids to be successful at the elementary level. Number one thing is what?
Being involved, 100%. Being involved is a huge piece of it. Educationally, making sure that you're checking with your kids when they're coming home, getting them to read, sitting down, reading with them, and even coming in, we looked for people to do some volunteer work to help some of our kids out with some just individual reading stuff with them. And we're looking for people to come in and help out. I think that makes a big difference with their educational performance. And then, keep them involved.
Yes.
Get them into activities.
I think that's absolutely, and I'm not a professional by any means, but I think even because kids, many times they're not going to necessarily volunteer, hey, I did this at school today, or this is going. Sometimes, depending on the kids, some kids are going to tell you everything that happened in more detail than you ever want to know.
Absolutely, yeah.
But other kids are going to be very close-lipped about it and talk to them about it. You may have to drag it out of them a little bit, but it makes a difference, Mr. Shirley. It does.
It does. I think if we continue to push those positive activities for our kids, yeah, and getting them to do things with their peer group, they're gonna, you know, they're gonna be more likely to have some more success in school.
Yeah.
And you know, we were chatting earlier. You just don't hear people say, "Well, I wish I didn't do this when I was in, like, I wish I didn't do these sports or activities when I was in high school."
Yeah.
You know, you look back and you go, "Man, I wish I did do those things. I wish I stuck it out."
Yeah.
And just keeping kids motivated and pushing that is key.
And you start to build those habits at the elementary level, don't you? I mean, going 100%. Out and developing some of those good habits, it's different for sure for a third grader than a junior or senior, but you start to develop those habits in those younger years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're kind of going through those difficult times, and if you're doing it with your peer group, you got support around you. And if you're trying to wait to do that, and then all of a sudden you start trying to get into things and things get hard, you might be more likely to quit, you know. Building those positive habits, getting out, getting involved, getting a good, you know, supporting cast, your friends and families and community members are a key part of that.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. There's a lot of research that would indicate children that are involved, and it can be, I mean, it can be football, it can be basketball, it could be choir, it could be theater.
Yep.
But kids that are involved, young folks that are involved, have more academic success and more success through their high school career, which can help later on in life.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of research that would indicate
there's a lot of research out there that will indicate that. And it's absolutely true. I mean, it's something that when you're getting more involved, you have to overcome different things.
Yes.
You know, you're working with different people. You learn how to become a team member.
Yes. And sometimes and I'm off on my tangent here, Mr. Shirley, I apologize, but your kid's not always going to be in the starting lineup.
Nope.
But their role may not be in the starting lineup and be help prepare those students. Your kid most likely, let's be honest, is going to have a potentially through a high school career, and that's it. Most kids do not go to college for some other form of like athletics or theater, but they may.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's all of those relationships, learning to work within a team, the support that you get, and the academic success that helps propel you on through college. That's why it's important.
Absolutely. And it's that next man up mentality. Yeah. You know, yesterday watching some of the pro sports, you know, there's a lot of teams out there that they have their key players. They're getting injured, and it's the next man up. It's that next person to be part of that team to help them be successful. So you never know when you're going to have your opportunity.
Yeah.
But you're never going to have it if you're not out there doing things.
Encourage your kids to go out for something.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about Emin Elementary. Jamie Shirley with me. How long have you been in education, Mr. Shirley?
A long time. A long time. It's been a while. 4 years here. About 4 years up at Woodward, and then a lot of years when I was down at Clarinda Academy.
Okay. So you've been in education a while.
Yeah.
That's quite a step from academy to the elementary level, isn't it?
It was.
You've seen quite a bit.
It's been interesting to say the least. You know, when I worked at Clarinda Academy and Woodward Academy, you know, we dealt with some pretty tough situations. So
yeah,
that helped prepare me for anything that could be thrown my way behaviorally.
Yeah.
And then came down here that first year, worked at the high school, and loved the high school. It was great. And then they needed a little bit of help down at the elementary school, and that was kind of a wrench that was kind of thrown at me. But been doing it. Love it. Love the kids. It's just
good staff, great people.
Great staff. They're top notch. The amount of work that they put in and the love that they show to the kids is above anybody else. I mean, I love it.
Do you now, maybe not so much at the elementary level, but the new policy, well, it's implemented by the state, but kind of ratcheted up a little bit this year by the district as far as the electronic device policy. Many people would say the cell phone policy.
Yep.
Has that, have you had any issues with that at the Inman Elementary level?
We really haven't had a lot of issues with that at the elementary level. I think they kind of already had stuff in place before
they did.
The state said, "Hey, we need to tighten this up." So we were actually ahead of the curve on things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at first when you implement anything, there's going to be some moans and groans. But then once everybody kind of gets used to the fact of, like, you just don't need your phones. You don't need to have them out and anything like that. Now it's second nature. You know, you don't have the people arguing back at you as much. Yeah. They know that you're just not supposed to do it.
Yeah. I think that probably makes for a better classroom. Now, like I said, you probably don't experience that as much at the elementary level, but a lot of kids still have cell phones at that age.
Well, yeah, and it's huge. It's just a distraction, you know. You know, there's the research showing about, you know, how kids are on those devices so much that it's just taken away from their social interactions with mm-hmm. each other. They're just not connected to the people that are around them, and hopefully, you know, we can get more of that, and
you bet.
That leads to, you know, maybe getting more kids out and doing more activities and things of that nature.
Put the phone down and go play football or basketball.
Get
or
outside,
something.
Do
or kickball.
Something.
We played kickball when I was. Do the kids still play kickball?
Oh, yeah, I think a little bit. I used to. That was mine with recess time.
I was
always do kickball.
I was pretty good at kickball.
Yeah,
slow and bouncy across the plate, man. I could launch that baby. Anyway, all right, Mr. Shirley, let's talk about. And you have an event that starts this week, the PTO trash bag pickup. Now, people may remember this. Little kids used to go sell, and then there was delivery, but it kind of has changed a bit. Tell me about it.
Yeah, over the last couple years, you could say.
Yeah.
It has changed. Instead of the PTO delivering trash bags to you, we're just doing a pickup, drive-through pickup, right there at Inman Elementary. We got our teachers, we got some of volunteers out there helping, and all you got to do is you come up, tell them what you need, they'll load them for you, and then you just...
That couldn't be any easier.
No, it's pretty simple, and it's a great cause. You know, the money that gets raised for the PTO, that helps with our field trips, getting some school supplies stuff. We appreciate it. We love the support that the community can give with us because that goes right back to our kids helping them with their education.
The PTO does a lot. This is one of the big fundraisers they do, and I think is that still the PTO that does a carnival? I'm out of sorts here. I think it is. But another big event that they do. But again, it all goes back to the kids.
It goes back to the kids. We've already had a couple of groups. I know last week our kindergarten was able to go on a field trip, and a lot of that just comes directly from the support that we get from our PTO.
So tell me again the dates, when it is, and how I pick that up, Mr. Shirley.
It starts on Thursday, and it's after school, so I think it runs from 4 to 7 on Thursday. Friday, with our early out, it would be 2:30 to basically 7 again, and then I looked at my sheet, and I think it said Sunday from 4 to 7 as well. So after school on on Thursday and Friday, and then we do have one of the days this weekend as well for you guys to come and pick some trash bags up.
You have the orange trash bags that everybody knows.
Yep.
The big orange tiger bags that are great for everything.
The white ones.
And then there are the white ones as well, right?
Yep. Those are the ones that basically use inside the house. And
yeah.
I don't know if they'll have the green, or not the green ones, the blue ones, the really big ones that are like the 55 gallons. I'm not sure if they're going to have those or not, but they definitely have an assortment for you. So
pull up and I want 5 orange rolls or I want 10 orange rolls and white orange, 5 white orange. Off you go.
Yep. They'll load them up. You pay and boom.
There you go.
Out you go.
It's a great fundraiser. So take advantage of that. What else is going on, Mr. Shirley? We need to be aware from Inman. And by the way, Jamie Shirley with me, the assistant principal at Inman Elementary. What else do I need to be aware of, or we need to be aware of from Inman Elementary?
Well, we do got Well, what we're looking for, we are looking for some more volunteers, like we kind of talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
getting people in, reading with our kids. I can't stress that enough. I know we have the after-school program that they do on Tuesdays that has shown really great growth with our kids' abilities to, you know, to read and comprehend and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, it's community support. It's getting people in there and letting kids know and see that there's an importance to their education that they're getting.
If you wanted to volunteer, how do you do that? Do you have to go to the office? Is there a background check and some stuff
to
do there?
Just reach out to the ladies at the office, and they'll kind of get you on track of what we can do and kind of go from there.
Very good. What's the rest of your day hold today?
Today is going to be – we got a couple of meetings in the morning that I'll – hopefully be able to attend to the whole time. And then the rest of the day is going to be kind of just working with the kids, you know, making sure that that they're doing their part.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch duty. Oh, my goodness, lunch duty. Fourth and fifth graders, be good today. I know it's just me and you guys, but let's have a good one.
You and the fourth and fifth graders, huh?
They're actually really great. They do awesome job with me. It's just there's a lot of them and a little space, and but we make it work.
Busy and loud.
Busy and loud.
Yes.
It's controlled chaos is what it comes down to be.
Yes. Very good. All right, Mr. Shirley. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Appreciate
Pleasure
it.
Pleasure to visit with you. Don't be a stranger. And a lot of good things going on. To our point earlier, be involved and know what's going on in your students.
Be involved. Yeah. Keep kids involved.
And it's super easy to be involved and know what's going on.
Yep.
With all of the stuff that's going on now, the technology, the webs. I mean, there's just so many ways to know what's going on with your students.
Absolutely. And keep them involved. You know, it's get them started at a young age and then keep them involved. You know, keep them out for the sports, keep them out for extracurriculars. The more involved they are, the better they're going to be academically. They're going to be able to meet, you know, create those bonds with their fellow peers, and those are things that last a lifetime.
Very good. Mr. Shirley, pleasure to visit with you.
You bet.
Enjoy your day. Are you a coffee drinker?
A little bit.
Grab a cup of coffee on the way out, and thanks for stopping by.
Great.
Jamie Shirley with me this morning from Inman Elementary.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update here on Country Sunshine Radio. Remember, you can tune in each weekday at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout our area. Be sure to say thank you to Shenandoah Sanitation, proud sponsor of school updates here on KCSI KOAK Radio. When your trash pile's high and your house needs a clean, call Shenandoah Sanitation. They'll keep it pristine. Fast, friendly, and local, they've got the solutions just for you. Servicing Southwest Iowa for over 70 years, they prioritize customer service, friendly, and fast response. From your home to your shop, they're the cleanup crew. Shenandoah Sanitation, they're here for you. Call 712-246-3350 today.
It's time for an update of area obituaries and schedule of funeral service reminders. This update brought to you as a service of Brian and Don Lorette, Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Funeral service for 89-year-old Vanita Viola Miller Merck will be held